the salt negroes along the sea, sand dunes.
What are the different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Different kinds of soil?
Just like, suppose
loam.
All right. Or
clay loam, sand loam.
Okay. If you were getting water off the marshes, you say they are, what would they be doing if you're getting water off them?
Water off of the marshes?
Mm-hmm. What are they doing?
Sometimes
they do it to ponds around. They're just
draining the marshes.
Okay. Let's see. A deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across is what?
Gully.
All right. Would that be if there had been a big heavy rainfall and the rain had cut out the channel across the road or field? Would you call that same side of thing? Let's see. What do you call a small stream of water?
A small stream of water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a small stream, I call it a spring or something to that effect. Or a creek. Of course, a creek is pretty large stream of water.
Okay, let's see, we were talking about this even the other day. How different does it get? Okay, you call something a spring. Is a spring just...
A spring is, would be a small stream of water oozing from the ground, coming out in one place and then flowing off. Mm-hmm. Very small. It would go from that into a creek, and you can go from a creek to a lake.
But now, does a creek? Would you be able to jump across a creek?
No.
Because it'd be too large. Do you ever call anything a branch?
Branch?
This just came up in class one day. We were all talking about these terms, and I really shouldn't stop anyway. It just was that's an interesting thing to me.
Never would call it branch.
Or the spring came up and said a creek. We were talking about that. But some people said something about a branch. That a branch would be just a little part that people could jump on. But that'd be more what you'd consider a spring. Are there some of those around here, streams and branches? Like what?
Well, we've got one on one of our places on there.
And do they have any specific names? Or?
No names.
Just a bit, as you say, the one over here.
Mm-hmm. Identify by where it's at.
What do you call just something, a very small rise in the land? It starts going up.
Hill.
And if it gets very large, then it becomes a
mountain.
The rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharply.
Cliff.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you would call a...
Pass.
Let's see. And... what do you call an area where boats stop and upon which freight is unloaded?
Where boats stop?
Yeah, where boats might stop, where they come up.
Harbor.
And what would you call a place where a large amount of water falls in a long distance?
Waterfall.
What do you call most of the important roads around here? What are they made of?
Asphalt.
Do they?
And gravel.
Okay, and what were, are there any other kinds of areas that they've made, what they've made of? And what about the shopping center areas? Is that?
That's asphalt. Some roads are concrete.
Some concrete?
Yes. Most of them are asphalt.